Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. This is Minister Angela McCarty coming back to you again with our first international show for the Journey Home Outreach Ministry. We're so happy and thank the great I Am and our Lord and Savior for erasing space and time for us to be able to do this. This is something that's remarkable. We are talking live from Ghana with Eddie Apupo-Minba. All right, and I hope I pronounced that right. Forgive me, Eddie, if I did not. Welcome to the show, Eddie.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We are happy to join Journey Home Outreach Ministry International once again. And it's a privilege. And we thank God that Bible said also should be praise and adoration to God. We thank God that God has given us this privilege to minister to people through worship and praise and in His Word.
And all right.
We believe
well, Eddie, Amen. Amen. I'm going to turn the show over to you now, my brother in Christ. And please bless us with your praise and your worship and your words of God. Everyone, this is Eddie from Ghana.
Thank you very much. Can we enter to worship?
Just a little breakdown. Whenever we're broadcasting from overseas, sometimes the internet signals do not stay strong. Eddie is still on the line. He's going to come back in. We're going to wait for a moment for him. Eddie, can you hear us? Eddie, can you hear us? We can't hear you. You might have to call back in. Eddie? Oh, wow. Okay, everybody. We're going to keep doing this until we get it together. We got him on, but for some reason, we cannot hear him. And I don't know if he can hear us. If you can hear us, Eddie, what I would like for you to do is to hang up and call back into the show. And we will wait patiently because patience is something that God requires of His children. We must not rush through this, but we must conquer every obstacle that comes in our way. So, Eddie, if you hear us, hang up and call back in. All right. Finish, my brother.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. He bless you. We tell him what he got there. That's why that God I'm going to come with you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Yes, you're a fool of chance. Oh, Jesus. A fool of chance. Oh, Jesus. A chance. Oh, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Indeed, you are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus.
When you were lost, oh, the end,
amen.
Great love. I thank you for your blood. I thank you for your death on the cross. You are Jehovah Elohim, Jehovah Tikudi, Jehovah Adonai. He said, indeed you are worthy. There's no like you. We are worthy.
Verse number 1, it says that good people pass away, The godly often die before their time, but no one seems to care or wonder why. No one seems to understand that God is protecting them from the evil to come. I believe strongly that God has called our own Father and the Father of this country for a higher call. And we know that his soul is resting in the bosom of the Lord. We thank God for such a man. It is our prayer this evening that God is going to use this opportunity to unite the people of Ghana, to bring divine consolation to the family, and more especially to our mother, our former First Lady. We give glory to God. And we know that God has brought this man into this particular country to unite us once again, to let the people know that indeed we are serving a living God. I want to thank you, Mama, for this opportunity. And I want to bless you. I just want to pass a comment that when we study the book of Isaiah 55, verse number 10, the Bible says that as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it gives seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is the word of the Lord that goes out from his mouth. It will not return to him empty, but it will accomplish whatsoever thing it has been sent for. I want listeners to know that every word of God that has been spoken to them will surely come to pass. The Lord is faithful. God is everlasting. God will always watch at his word to perform. No word of his is going to fall to the ground. Every prophecy, every word that has come will surely be fulfilled. I want us to understand one thing in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 14. The Bible said, and God spoke to Abraham, I will certainly bless you, and I will multiply your descendants beyond number. Then in verse 15, he says, then Abraham patiently and received what God has promised him. That is, I want us to look at the word we call patience. The word patience is a very few letter in the word itself, but this word patience demands a lot from we believers. Patience means waiting, waiting, waiting until such a time that what has been promised unto you is given to you. If Abraham has not waited on God, the promise of God will never have come to pass in his life. Patience is a very important element. Maybe your desire and your expectation and aspiration has kept long for some time now, and you thought God had given up on you. You think the world has come over you. You think there is no hope for you. You think everything that you lay your hands on is not working any longer. But I want you to know one more thing, that those who wait get really what they want. If only you wait in the Lord, I promise you and I can assure you that God will surely bring it to pass. Every desire of I believe strongly that the God that we serve is the living God. He knew at the end from the beginning. He spoke to Jeremiah. He said, Jeremiah, before you came to this world, I, the Lord, I have already known thee. In other words, before Jeremiah came to this world, even when it was a cross of blood in the mother's womb, the Bible said God knoweth the vision and he knew the end of Jeremiah. The Bible said that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For to see the Lord who appointed it upon the sea and established it upon the flood. That is to say in the book of Psalm 24, God knows the end from the beginning. He knows what will come out of you. He knows what will become in the next 2 years, in the next 7 years, in the next 10 years, in the next 8 years. He knows the end from the beginning. As a matter of fact, it's the God that determines the rising of the sun and the going down of it. That is why the Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, he says that, yes, let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, or the rich man boast of his riches, or the strong man boast of his strength. But if there is anything we have to boast about, we should boast about knowing God and knowing his very word. For he is the Lord that is the Lord that exercises justice, righteousness. For indeed he takes delight. That is in the book of Jeremiah 9:23. Brothers and sisters listening to me tonight, I want you to know that every promise of the Lord concerning your life will surely come to pass. Every expectation of yours will surely come to pass. The
okay, it seems like we've lost. How we're this with. I am, you know, as I always say, it still amazes me how God has erased space and time in order for us to worship together. If you can hear me, continue on, my brothers. If you can hear me, hang up and call back in, my brothers. Oh, for we will wait patiently on the word of God. Patience is a virtue. We have to be patient because nothing moves in our time. It moves in God's time. And so whenever you're doing anything in the name of the Lord, you have to have patience in order to be able, you have to have patience in order to be able to wait for those things that God has promised you. And he said, I truly, they're back. I'm going to bring them back on the air. I truly say this. I will fulfill every promise that I will fulfill every promise that God has spoken over our lives. Are you there, my brothers?
Yes.
Yes,
okay.
Mama, I'm around.
All right. We have about 7 minutes left in the show. And that was a very powerful word that you gave. I hope that anyone who's listening in the United States or all around the world, because this is going to be heard all around the world, as Jesus has said, my gospel shall be preached to the four corners of the world before my return. And the internet has made this so. He has erased space and time, and he has brought us together as brother and sisters, blood brother and sisters, and over the blood of Jesus Christ. And I thank you for blessing the show today. Now, if you have anything else you would like to say, please, you have the floor. You may go.
All right. All right, Mama, God bless you so much for giving us this opportunity and the chance to come and minister unto ourselves and unto our brothers and sisters out there. Before I conclude, I'll have this song I want to minister to all of us. It's still my sermon, my first sermon for today. And it goes like this. It's, my hope is built on nothing else but in Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust in sweeter things but only lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. My hope is built on nothing else but in Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust in sweeter things but only lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. This song is telling us that all other ground are sinking sand. Vain is the help of man. Man cannot do anything to deliver you. Our hope should be in the word of God. Our hope should be in Christ. Our hope should be in God, our maker. And surely the Lord will take us to an expected end. Mama, God richly bless you. Till we hear from you. We love you, Mama. God bless you, Mama.
And we love you. I love you, too. All of you. Thank you. Eddie?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I want to...
The show...
Thank you.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I want to say, Paul has been on my mind. I want to pray for our listeners. If you know that you are sick, lay your hands there. Whatever you are going through, lay your hands there. Whatever, I believe that God is faithful to do exceedingly abundantly above all. Father, in the name of Jesus, whoever is hearing the sound of my voice, wherever the person is laying, I pray that God, for you, transform that person's life in the name of Jesus. Those who are sick, I declare totally healing in the name of Jesus. And I speak out those who are going through terrible things, those who are going through afflictions, those who are going through things beyond the imagination. I pray that God, Bible says, Jesus says, peace be still. I speak peace in the situations in the name of Jesus. And I declare that name Jehovah. Bible says, if you mention the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and everything shall confess. I declare Jesus. That situation should bow down to this man in the name of Jesus. And at the end of the day, people should call and say, we thank you and we have received our testimony. Bible says we overcame them by the blood of the Lamb. I thank you that the blood is speaking by nothing on their behalf in Jesus' name. If you are here and don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, I recommend Jesus to you. Accept it as your Lord and personal Savior. Let Jesus come in. Be with you, Jesus come and sit in your heart. So at the end of the day, before they play, go to Jesus to give a prayer.
Amen.
Hello? Did you try the line up? Yeah, do that. Mm-hmm. Gracias.